Blog Talk Radio.
Turnbuckle Turmoil fans, welcome to the show here on another Sunday afternoon. Sun Guy along with Randy Zellers and QT Vokes like usual. Real fast before we jump in with the guests, if you're looking for some wrestling today, one of our Pacific Northwest own making his School of Morton debut today in Tennessee. So go support Chris Brady and the School of Morton. They always do a great job out there. And if you got some local independent wrestling, go support it. Speaking of local independent wrestling, I want to bring our guest on today. He is a veteran out of the Midwest and one of the proud participants in Flophouse Wrestling. Joseph Schwartz, welcome back to the program.
Hey, how's it going, buddy? It's been a minute.
It has been a little bit. And in that meantime, you've been doing a lot of things, but very proudly, I know, one of the things you have developed and worked hard on the last few months is Flophouse Wrestling. So I want to talk Flophouse with you. Can you tell us what led to you deciding that this was what you wanted to do?
Sure. So I guess like I've always been a guy that's helping or booking, or I've always been like a second banana somewhere, helping with promotions like over my tenure here in wrestling. So I've always had a knowledge and experience kind of working with and helping run promotions, but I've never really done anything myself. Honestly, Flophouse was just supposed to be a party wrestling show more for the wrestlers that I was going to invite, you know, people that wanted fans that wanted to buy limited, I was going to do limited tickets just to kind of like offset the costs and make it fun. I had gone to a bunch of shows in Michigan and they had taken place outside. And, you know, normally it would be taboo in what was normal in professional wrestling. But with the pandemic and with social distancing being required, you know, a good outdoor space, even if it's a very large backyard, is kind of an acceptable environment because it's better safe than sorry. So I took this concept and said, I'm going to throw this little party show, just something that, you know, the year sucked. So I was like, maybe the wrestlers could use this and we could have a good time. I didn't have IWTV or anything. I had no plans for that. And when I just thought I'd advertise it for fun and make it kind of feel like a real show that was just for us. And it just blew itself up. It just got big. It this little mini show that was going to have like 70 people, 200 people socially distanced out, of course, you know, had to buy a bunch of masks and stuff to hand out at the door, but it really blew up. People saw that it was like a good time. It was a party. It was stress-free. There was no drama. It was literally not just what we needed, but what we wanted, but it was what we needed. I mean, if you look at everything that we talked about on Twitter, the speaking out, the inequality, all the issues that, you know, wrestlers had nothing to do with their time, so the issues became very, very pinpointed, and we started talking about them. So they saw that we were kind of running and not having those kind of issues allowed, even in the hemisphere of Flophouse. And between the fans wanting to see what the wrestlers are loving and then the wrestlers just loving what we're doing, it blew itself up. And next thing you know, I've got IWTV, I've got Wrestling with Unicorns, I've got people that are really willing to help out and really believe in what we're doing, wrestlers. And we're coming up on Flophouse 2. We're here now.
Speaking of Flophouse 2, there is a question I have wanted to ask you since the match was announced for the second Flophouse. Why do you hate Zane Paisley?
I don't. I'm afraid of Maria. So I don't know.
I can
Zane
see that.
Paisley.
Okay.
Yeah. You guys are looking at this like, I mean, she doesn't have to necessarily put a knife to my throat, but in some fashion, metaphorically speaking, but physically putting, she had some sort of knife to my throat on the issue. So, I mean, what do you want me to say? No, Maria, you can't have what you want. I'd love it if you punched me in my mush. Doesn't sound fun.
That's true, and I guess you're willing to sacrifice Zane Paisley to save your mush, which is understandable.
I've got a show to run. I've got a whole bunch of other wrestlers that depend on me. It's kind of like a Walking Dead situation. Sorry, it's for the greater good.
I can definitely see that, and I do plan to send flowers to Zane Paisley's surviving family members after that match.
That's a very nice thing to do. That's nice. I think we should do that too. We should definitely get a gift basket or something.
I think so. Maybe we could go in on the cost of it together.
That's it. Economical.
I think that's what Zane would want. Economical flower arrangements.
That's it. Zane Paisley, ladies and gentlemen, somehow made his way onto both Flophouse shows as a competitor. Only at Flophouse.
Yes. Now, if Maria were to damage Zane Paisley to the point he can no longer announce, and there's a high probability of that.
I do have a backup announcer,
yeah. He does have this buddy pal named Mr. Bizarro if you're looking for a new ring announcer.
I think Mr. Bizarro will be bedside with Zane checking on him. I have a backup announcer in the house. One of our referees, we have a lot of referees, has announcing capabilities, and I will just put them to work as the announcer. And like it's covered, and I'd like to say if Zane dies, but it's realistically when Zane dies. He's gonna die. I'm so sorry, Zane.
Thoughts and prayers to his family ahead of time.
Hashtag blessed.
Now, like you said, you didn't necessarily have promoting experience, even though you've booked and you've been in the business for a decade now. Flophouse is sort of a different type of promotion, especially since you didn't necessarily go into it with a full-time promotion in mind, and especially in the times we're living in now, everything's going to be a little bit different. From your first experience with it, has promoting been similar to how you would envision it would be, or were there a lot of differences
This isn't my first experience promoting. I've like I said, I've worked with other promoters. I was like, you know, it was never my promotion, but I definitely had experience. You know, this is just the sum of my experiences. So, you know, I have had trial and error before this. I'd say the newest experience though would be hands-on working with bringing in the names and stuff like that. But this go around, not expecting this to be a promotion, and with never actually having to do everything myself, it's been quite an experience. But it's been a lot more than I thought it would be. I knew it would be a lot, but it's still more than I thought it would be. I'm kind of a control freak, so I have to micromanage every little thing, which I do have help. I will say I do have tremendous help from Maurice Atlas, stepped up recently, just saw that I needed help, and he's been a super big help with a lot of our promotion and stuff like that. Nate Webb really came out and helped. You know, a lot of people have, like, donated their time and donated their extra time, you know, beyond wrestling to really just help us make this happen. So I think the fact that what we're doing is so different, and because it's really a love letter to the pro, like Flophouse is unintentionally, it's A, National Lampoon's pro wrestling, and B, it's a love letter to professional wrestlers. And, you know, it's just like, it's kind of sort of half a thank you to pro wrestlers, so we can give the pro wrestlers a fun time to enjoy themselves and the matches they've always needed and wanted and desired. And, you know, we like to make dreams come true, but like, it just kind of like, I don't know. It grew itself, and everybody's so willing to help. It's kind of its own thing. It's willing to be heard out as a concept, I guess.
One of the things that stood out in the first Flophouse, at least from what I saw, was the concessions there. You had a unique concessions going on at the first Flophouse. Can you tell us a little bit about what people may expect out of that concession area in a second version?
Yeah, so that's funny, because normally, like, why the hell would you talk about concessions? But I'm glad you brought that up, because we had a barbecue. Just briefly, we had barbecue. We had Hoodfoot on the barbecue, and Jordan Dye's wife jumped on the barbecue. Well, wife to be jumped on the barbecue, and like we were serving rum ham, and it was barbecue items. We didn't have your normal concessions. We were having, you know, it's a backyard party, so we served barbecue, mac and cheese, burgers. We had a Flophouse burger that had a. It was a burger, pulled pork, and mac and cheese, the Flophouse burger. So that's kind of like what we had at the first one. At the second one, we are indoors, so we can't have barbecue. But we are going to have a rum ham Christmas dinner. And we're going to be serving all the things you'd find at Christmas dinner. And it'll be headlined, main evented by rum ham, the return of rum ham. I'm going to have a bunch of rum hams. And we're going to have a fun concessions. And you have some desserts going. It's going to be a blast. It's a total holiday party. Total holiday party. I don't think we've really had a lot of us have had a holiday party in a while. But this is going to be a holiday party with a wrestling show at it.
I just hope nobody grabs the fruitcake off the table and uses it as a foreign object.
You already know that's going to happen.
I have
suspicions,
and I'm going to
put it in the universe.
I would
put
money on
my
old partner Maurice Atlas using it.
Oh, gracious! We have two death matches. I don't know. I don't know if people consider a staple gun match a death match. Some people say it is. Some people are like, oh, well, you know, it's going to get violent. I think it's going to get death match violent. But we do have two death matches on the card, one being the – I don't know your cussing policy on the show, but it's the 12 days of crotchmas staple gun match, and we will have two bags of crotches, male genitals, and they will have to staple them to each other, 12 apiece, to declare a winner. But where the fruitcake might come in is that second one. We have Satu Jin, who just had an incredible showing at ICW out in Jersey. An incredible showing. And we're bringing in Alex Ocean. Alex Ocean is one of the golden boys of deathmatch wrestling. And he's, you know, on his own merit. He's out there killing it. So we're going to take somebody that needs to break out, and we're going to take someone that has broken out, and we're going to put them in a bunch of S-word. I don't know. I don't want to cuss on your show if we can, but a bunch of stuff wrapped in, wrapped in Christmas presents. You know, we're going to wrap everything up and let them go to town on each other.
That's going to be one of the more unique matches I think anyone's going to present this year.
Definitely. Like I said, we're National Lampoon Pro Wrestling.
I could definitely see that. One of the things a lot of the wrestlers coming out of Flophouse in the first show were saying was they were very pleased with sort of the lack of politics involved. It was, like you described, a party with a wrestling show attached to it, not your standard politicking and trying to establish their spot type of thing going on. I know that everyone in the business that's been in for any length of time has seen politics to some degree or another. How refreshing was it that, by and large, Flophouse was able to escape that?
I couldn't be more pleased, to be honest with you, because we all sit here and say, no politics. And that's, it's so easy to say because we've seen a world strictly with politics. It's been pretty across the board. And the places that don't have politics generally are the ones that don't have professional wrestlers running it. So it's a failed experiment from the get-go. What we did here was we took a group of a large group, nonetheless, because we had a rumble of trained professional wrestlers and their students. So, you know, we had a lot of students. And we gave it a shot, and it could have failed, man. It really could have. And I would have had to accept that because I'm a man of science. But I couldn't be more proud. Like, everybody was so happy. Everybody said this is the kind of show they wanted to be at. And it just, it humbled me. But at the same time, it really just reaffirmed me. It gave me this, like, good confidence. I'm like, you know what? This can be something. Let's let it ride. Like, let's put all the chips on red or odd and even or black or whatever, you know, on like a roulette wheel, put it all on something. And we're just going to let it ride because, man, we all had such a good time. It was such a good time. And I was just happy that it could be done. Because, like I said, we had not seen a world without politics done right or done by responsible parties. And it wasn't just me. It was up to all the other wrestlers involved, every single wrestler there involved. And we all held each other accountable, and there's a couple people, like, for minor reasons, but they weren't invited back. There's some people that we just didn't have room for, honestly. I try to run as many people as I can, but we're changing the culture, or we're at least changing how people think, or we're giving you something to think about. We're at minimum thought-provoking.
Well, at this point, my co-host Randy Zellers is standing by. I know Randy's got some questions as well, so I'm going to shoot things over to him.
Okay. Okay. Hey, what's happening, Joseph?
How you doing?
Good, man. Pretty good. I see that you guys had a lot of stuff with Flophouse and everything else. I think for your second time room for Flophouse, I know that you guys said that you guys are going to have a death match. Is Peanut Brittle going to be involved in those matches?
It can be. It can. I'm telling you, we are so literal when it comes to. So if I say there's a bunch of stuff gift wrapped and it's going to be a Christmas themed show, my guys are pretty literal. So there might be Peanut Brittle. There might be a Peanut Brittle house. I don't know.
There you go.
And it's not illegal, so why not?
Yep.
Not off limits. Yeah. It's legal as a wrist lock.
You're right. Yeah, you're right about that. anything happen to do with holiday, hey, you know, I mean, heck, what else? An ugly sweater match?
So we are having an ugly sweater contest for the fans, and that's going to happen after the show. We have an after party in the venue, but we don't like to disrupt. We don't believe in raffles, and we don't believe in all the BS that holds up a show to make extra 50-50 money or something. So, but after the show at the party, when we have karaoke, we're going to do an ugly sweater contest for sure.
Nice.
Now, yeah, give away some free stuff for the fans. We love giving away stuff for Christmas. We love the people.
Heck yeah, because the people are the main reasons why your shows are popular.
Oh, they're so good to us too.
Yeah. Yep, crowd participation is a must.
even online, the fans are really good to Flophouse. The fans have been so good to us. It's I use the word humbling a lot, but it's the genuine expression and emotion.
Yes, yes, that's good. That's what's up, man. Oh, jeez, and Ooh, yeah, and I know that you guys, I mean, you've worked with a lot of promoters. You've been in the game for a real long time. Yeah, tell me, is there anything that you would actually change about Flophouse, or you like Flophouse just the way
no,
it is?
No, there's nothing I'd change about Flophouse at all. Like, Flophouse is
right.
Totally my... So, it's unfair to say, I guess it's unfair to say it's totally my, but it's this thing I, you know, created the idea of, like,
yeah.
Flophouse. What everyone does creates Flophouse, but,
yeah,
you know, it's everything that I want out of it. I just put the pieces together. Everyone's executing, you know, all these people just want a chance, and I'm watching guys like the Carver, who a lot of people knew who he was, but man, he took his Flophouse spot and had a drive-in horror match with Becky Idol, and he's booked everywhere after. So, like, he took his canvas and made some great art that people just had to have. I mean,
nice.
I give people free range because I believe in people, and I believe, like, when you bring these people in, like, clearly you believe in what they're doing. So you let them do their thing, and man, everyone's over-delivering.
Oh, yeah, because, oh, man, flop, I mean, because the way that I get, that I hear the advertisement, now I want to watch the show. Like, do you guys...
Well,
I'm
we are on IWTV.
Oh, nice. All right.
So you can watch the first show on IWTV, and if you don't have an IWTV subscription, you can head on over there, use promo code Flophouse, and get 5 free days. I believe it's 5. I think 10, 5 to 10 free days. I think they changed it. But you at least get 5 free days. And you can check out just by typing in the search bar, Flophouse. It's there. You get back, you throw some brewskis. You medicate yourself however you see fit, and you sit back and you enjoy.
All right. Oh,
yeah.
Lily, your mom's going to be ready to pick you up.
Oh, all right.
All right. Oh. Sorry about that. I was just telling my daughter has one of her friends over, and I was just warning her that, hey, your mom's going to go pick you up real quick. Oh, okay.
There it is.
Now back to wrestling. in future shows when this pandemic is like over, will you guys be considering on booking any midgets?
So we don't really see size and culture and sex in our in our product. And that's not I understand what you're saying. It's not I'm not saying anything nay on it. But I mean, everybody is welcome. We are just if you remember, they still have it. Like, we're one big X Division, if you will.
We have
no limit. Don't be a piece of crap human being.
Yeah.
That's
yep.
it. Be trained, be a trained professional wrestler, and don't be a crap
yep.
human being. And we will give
nice.
You opportunity. If, you know, assuming you get to me, because I've got like 40 to 50 people a show. It's crazy.
Oh, I bet. And I bet people want to get in on that action, too.
I opened it up, though. My entire roster, even if they're not booked on the show, is invited to every party that we throw.
No, that's a good thing.
Yeah, we don't disclude anybody.
All right. All right. Well, shoot. Well, I'm kind of running out of questions here, so if you don't mind.
You're not
going to
ask me the big question?
What's the big
question? You're not going to ask me the big question? Come on.
Oh, Oh, man.
Do you not remember the big question?
The big question?
The big question.
Would you marry me?
No. You're supposed to ask me about jazz, baby. We got jazz.
Yeah. Oh, jazz.
How
is she working? Man. Hey, wait a minute. And Jazz roughshod at the WWE. She roughshod at ECW.
She roughshod at ECW and the WWE.
Oh, yeah. And now that she she's one of your main roster stars, I believe, or is she
Jazz
does she
is coming out. Jazz is coming out in December, and she had just announced her retirement. But she had told me that she's got a bag. And when she says she's got a bag with her, there's only one thing a woman with her skills packs in her bag. And if you ask me, I think it's boots. So we are giving her in-ring time, and she is going to address whatever it is she needs to address. I'm going to be honest with you. I wouldn't want to miss it for the world.
Man. Jazz.
What if for one night only? What if for one night? I mean, just saying.
What if one night?
What if one night that retirement wasn't a thing? What if? Just saying. I don't know what she's coming to do, but what if?
I don't know either, but she looks like to me that she, I mean, I've seen her seen videos of her currently in the ring, and looks like to me that she still has it. That she still
has it. Though, in the Indianapolis area, especially close to here, nobody has brought in Jazz. So I'm pretty curious why she's curious about us.
Yeah. Because I know she'll be a hot draw for you guys.
We're sold out. We're at a wait list only.
Damn.
Yeah, we have a wait list now.
Oh, wow. Damn, a waiting list. Ooh, man.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness. And
yeah,
I mean,
we're very, very humbled.
Yeah, I know I would be too. Shoot. If I got someone like Jazz on my show. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But Jazz, that is the awesome. That is off the hook. And I tell you this much, whatever what she's coming to do, I can tell she's going to bring the house down.
Woo. You know it.
Yep. Heck yeah. But at this time, I think I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to my main man, QT. QT, take it away, my brother.
Oh, thank you, Randy. Let me put down this cream and ripple. I call it cripple.
Ah, cripple.
Okay. I remember this part of the show.
Oh, okay. Mr. Schwartz, what did you think of the Notre Dame game with their win over Clemson? And the
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. One more time, please.
What did you think of the Notre Dame game with the Rudy Clemson and the mass COVID?
I think your cohorts are speaking over you.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
A little bit, yes.
Is this better?
Much better.
Oh, okay. I got up from my chair near the computer, and I'm standing in the kitchen. Okay.
Okay. Sorry about that, my friend.
It wasn't the cream and ripple. It wasn't that.
No, okay. It wasn't the cripple.
What did you think of the Notre Dame game with their win over Clemson and the mass COVID-19 gathering from the fans in the stands onto the field?
Idiots. Idiots. We're in a freaking pandemic. No matter how big or how small, it fluctuates. Stop it. Stop showing your bums.
There was no social gathering there like there was at Flophouse. That's what I'm getting at.
Oh, if we can keep a bunch of drunks apart, come on. I was not thrilled with it at all.
You would think that would have been in the stands of a Notre Dame game. You know,
I don't. I think it's all garbage. I think everyone needs to just be a little bit more conscious of their fellow human being.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes, a lot of. Even,
yeah, sorry
even,
about that. I was really hot about that picture. I saw that picture earlier today, and that made me really hot. So,
boring.
Hot topic.
Yeah, it was like a Grateful Dead concert. Yes,
it was.
All right. Well, Mr. Schwartz, is Flophouse still looking for bands or musicians for Flophouse streaming? And if so, are you looking for reggae musicians in particular?
Oh, my God. That would be actually, yes. So I found a gentleman, and we're currently working on, and I'll give you guys a little inside info real quick, a little exclusive for the Turmoil. We are working on some other Flophouse projects for IWTV right now, some programming. That'll be coming out literally right in the beginning of 2021. So the music we were looking for was to be featured on those television shows or those programs. Right now we're working with a rap artist, and I want to get his information down and right. We had just begun speaking, but he had just gone right to work on something so fabulous. But we have other projects available. And, man, reggae music, I could actually use some reggae music. Yes, I could.
Well, what if you could time travel back to 1965 and you had a young Bob Marley introduce a song on your Flophouse show called Simmer Down that he recorded from the poor area of Jamaica called Trenchtown? What if you could time travel back? Would you welcome a young Bob Marley singing Simmer Down?
This is the hard part of pro wrestling, and this is the part I don't like. This is the ugly, disappointing part where you break hearts. My friend, I have some bad news. I am not actually a time traveler. That was just a gimmick. I know. Your heart's broken. I understand. No, hold on. Breathe it out, but it's the truth, and I've moved on. That's like two gimmicks ago, bro. We're moving on.
Whoa. All right.
I'm sorry. I know. It hurts the soul when people find out I've never really stood in Arthur's court, but, you know, I mostly have stand in traffic court is more realistic.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll have to send Randy back into Jamaica in the poor area of Trenchtown to listen to Simmer Down by Bob Marley.
There you go.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. Well, Mr. Schwartz, now you have your Player Haters Ball 2021, which will
Hate. Yes? It's just got to rain hate for a second. Sorry.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you're going to have the an event right before Valentine's Day on February 13th, 2021.
Yes, sir. Strategically placed.
Can you tell us a little bit about this upcoming event, and do you have a ring announcer already nailed down?
I love it. We do have a ring announcer already nailed down for it. And we also have a host that I'm announcing tomorrow night during Raw. I will be dropping that information. But the Player Haters Ball is going to be a good old-fashioned, as they say, pimps and hoes style party. Formal wear is required. If you buy invitations for the event, required to wear your formalist wear. If you are a wrestler and you are not wrestling, or when you are not wrestling, you should have your formalist wear. We are having a ball. It'll be table-style seating. It's going to be an absolute themed party to the nines. And we have the host of hosts, and we have surprises. I've literally got WWE names, ex-WWE names, asking to be on the show. It's taken over Twitter. We just dropped the information recently because we sold out of our last event. So once, you know, we sell out of one event, I can start pushing the next event safely. But this thing has blown up. I am going to make sure we have a blast.
Oh, wow. And it's kind of like a pimp and hoes are welcome.
It's a dress and an attire. Your fanciest, most gaudiest, wildest, loudest suits and formal dresses, and just it's a themed party. It's gonna be awesome.
Oh. Wow!
And
all right.
Booing and is encouraged.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Heckling and booing strongly encouraged on everything. Everything.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, are you aware of an Alaskan manager named Y.T. Jones? Both Sign Guy and myself have had him on the radio, and Sign Guy has even been in the ring with Y.T. Jones. Are you familiar with this wrestling manager? The pimp extraordinaire.
I am not.
Oh, all right. Will you have permission from QT Vokes to contact Y.T. Jones, and he may have some input into this event coming up for you. He may even send a short video.
He might even what?
Send a short promo or video to you.
Oh, God bless.
Yes.
We'll have to. You'll have to put us in contact, I guess. I'll have to get to the bottom of all this, find out what this is all about.
Oh, okay. Well, I will try to send you some information on Y.T. Jones. He's a very
Thank
fancy
you, sir.
Yes.
I appreciate you, period. You're very, very, very appreciated, period. I enjoy you, period.
Oh, okay. All right.
See what I did there?
I know Randy might be familiar with Y.T. Jones. Yes.
She might be, period.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, Mr. Schwartz, we just had on Darren Corbin on Friday, and we asked him what his favorite coffee creamers were, and we had him rank 1 through 4 for choices. Can you yourself rank in order these 4 flavors as your favorites? They are
coffee creamer?
Yes.
I wouldn't ask me that question. I don't use coffee creamer. I genuinely like my coffee black. No joke.
Oh, wow. All right.
I hate creamer. Oh, creamer, I don't like sugar. I don't like any of that. It's so gross to me.
Oh, well, I just crossed the question out.
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to answer it very well. I don't use creamer.
You like it black like your heart. Yes.
Like my heart. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Be still my black cold heart.
Yes. Oh, all right. Well, now you have a Flophouse event on December 19th. You have someone named Justin Kyle coming in, and he looks like a young...
I sure do.
Can you tell us about Justin Kyle?
Justin Kyle is an absolute leviathan. He is a beast. He is young in the business, but he is a very skilled fighter. And he has transitioned into pro wrestling. He is, my goodness, just you don't want to stare at him across the ring. So, funny thing, I decided that I'm having a opportunity battle scramble. I don't know if you've seen it. Basically, the winner can have, for up to a year, they'll get a golden ticket to have whatever they want that can be legally obtained at a Flophouse independent wrestling event. So what that means is if there's a promotion that is running and you want a shot at their heavyweight title and I can barter a deal with their guy, I'll go bring them in. If there's a professional wrestling name you've always wanted to work with that is still actively competing and can be brought to an independent show, I'll bring that person in for you. Whatever you think you need to elevate your career, I'm going to provide for you, as long as I can legally do it at a Flophouse independent wrestling event. Justin Kyle is going to be my juggernaut. He is in the opportunity battle scramble. You have to survive until there's six people left, over the top battle royal style, and then you're going to be standing in there having a scramble style match with six people. Justin Ooh. Kyle is in that match. Can you imagine what a gentleman of Justin Kyle's caliber and how young he is in the professional wrestling business, can you imagine what he'd ask for if he had a golden ticket?
Well, he'd ask for the stars, yes.
I'm sorry?
He may cash that ticket in for a shot at the heavyweight title, yes.
He can, but it's not just a heavyweight title. That's the thing. It's not just a title shot. If you want a shot at, let's say you want to wrestle Ming, or one of the Wild Samoans that's still active, because you think that's going to help your career. If you want Schlack in a death match, if you want a shot at maybe something that GCW has, and I can talk to them and have them bring their champion in and pay to have a title shot for the night to see if you can win that belt, I'll do it. You don't just get a title shot at Flophouse. You get whatever you want. You have
wow.
to think long-term. You're playing the long-term game of your career. What will get you noticed?
Boy, that's a...
Yeah, this is wrestling's golden ticket.
Man.
And it's Christmas, baby. I love Christmas.
Would there be any bronze tickets involved?
No, there's no bronze tickets.
Oh,
no silver medals. No...
Oh, okay.
Take Grandpa's war medals and throw them over the bridge. No.
Yes.
There's one golden ticket, and you have 1 year. So you don't even have to cash it in right away. You
Ooh,
can see. You can wait. Let's say winter shuts down wrestling, and
yes.
you have to wait for everything to open back up in the spring and summer. Well, that ticket's still good.
Man.
And the game board changes. We saw when wrestling shut down and reopened, the game board changed. So we're playing with fire.
Wow.
And Justin Kyle is in that match.
Holy smokes. How big is Justin Kyle? Does he go about 6'2", 240 pounds?
I think it's 6 foot mammoth. He's huge. I think he's honestly, like 6'7"?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's a hoss.
Man.
I think he's like 6'7"? He's about as big, if not as big, I'd say comparable to Billy Gunn, if you guys have ever met Billy Gunn up close.
Ooh, boy, okay.
Yeah, I'd say he's about as big as Billy Gunn.
Boy, I tell you, Mr. Schwartz, if I was over there, and won, if you decided at the last moment to have a bronze ticket and I won, I'd cash it in to wrestle Mickey Knuckles. Yes.
Yes, we have Mickey
yeah.
Knuckles. She'll
oh,
be
no,
at our
oh,
event.
Oh, okay. Maybe I can cut
yeah.
somehow. Okay.
Yeah, Mickey Knuckles is Flophouse.
Ooh, uh-oh. Okay.
She's
well,
in our
I'll
tag
have...
team gauntlet to crown our first ever tag team champions.
Ooh, I take that back. I'm going to give my bronze ticket to Randy Zellers to wrestle Mickey Knuckles.
There you go.
Hey, I wouldn't mind that.
There it is.
Well, Mr. Schwartz, you talked about an ugly sweater contest. Now, Sign Guy doesn't have any ugly sweaters. But instead, He has a hip and happening sweater. It shows a mouse eating a pizza sweater. Have you seen Sign Guy's mouse eating pizza sweater on any episodes of the Sign of the Times?
I have not. I have not.
Oh, okay. I'm going to ask Sign Guy to send you an episode of the Sign of the Times where he is dressed in a mouse eating sweater contest. I mean, eating
Sounds
pizza.
Good.
Oh, yeah, you'll look forward to that. Yes. Okay. Okay. Well, Mr. Schwartz, you talked about having a karaoke after your Flophouse December event.
Yeah.
My question is, did you ever see the Family Guy episode where Peter and Quagmire discover an unused karaoke machine and Joe and Cleveland join them to sing Don't Stop Believing at the Drunken Clam?
I have not. I have not seen anything past the first three seasons of Family Guy when they were thrown on DVD and resurrected for television. But, no, I'm very behind. I apologize.
Oh, all right. I'll try to send you that video. It's very wrestling-like. Very wrestling-like.
Yeah.
Don't Stop Believing.
I won't.
Quagmire and Joe and Peter. Yes.
Oh.
And
I thought
Joe.
You didn't want me to stop believing, because I won't.
No, I want you to still believe, yes.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Do you believe, Will?
Okay. Well,
do you believe in life
I
after love?
I will send you a picture of his mouse eating pizza, and I will
really?
Send you that karaoke Quagmire episode. Family Guy, and at this time I'm turning it back over to Sign Guy.
Oh, don't forget about that guy with his periods.
With his periods?
The gentleman
period.
The
Y
period, P periods.
Oh, yes. I will send him a message right now.
Yeah, the guy with his periods.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, I would like to, for whatever it's worth, throw my 100% declaration of support for Y period, T period Jones to appear in Flophouse. One of the best managers you'll ever find on the independent circuit.
Definitely. Everybody gets equal consideration.
Good. I mean, I would put myself like maybe a distant second, but Y period T period is very good. One of the things that will be different this go around at Flophouse, like you mentioned, is it is indoors this go around. The first Flophouse being an outdoor venue, what changes, if any, do you have to make in order to make things work this time around that you may not have had to consider at an outdoor venue?
I mean, it's just the different approach. All the things that change are the approach of social distance. That's really it. I mean, food changes because we do the barbecue, but realistically, safety first. So it just changes how we socially distance everybody and keep everybody safe. We'll be taking temperatures at the door. We do offer a free mask at the door. Beyond that, we sell masks if something happens to your free mask, but we don't mind handing them out initially. We're going to space everybody out into groups. Most people, the beauty of pre-selling invites for people and then shutting, we shut it down the night of. There's no extra tickets. You can't walk up to the door. It's a private event after that. So people buy their tickets in those clumps. So we know how many seats to put with each other. Initially, we were going to have concert style standing, but we are going to have seating available. We will have seats. And, like I said, everybody buys their tickets in clumps and, five, six, two, one, three. And then we'll just space everybody out appropriately. And if people want to sit together because that's their group, that's up to them. But you have to sit in a group that's distanced away from other groups. Obviously, you might have bought your tickets separately, but really want to sit with your friends. So, okay, we'll work that out. But for the most part, we are going to keep everybody safe. And it's a lot colder out. So we're going to have, you know, coat checks and everything like that. Please dress warm. We'll take care of everything for you. It's a party. I've ran a nightclub for 5 years when I was in college, in a college town. I ran a nightclub. I'm very equipped to deal with large groups of people and parties. I assure you, just sit back, relax, and let it happen.
Now, when you look back at the first Flophouse event, obviously it was very, very successful and perhaps exceeded what you expected for it. Going into the second Flophouse, so you talked a little bit about some of the things that will be a little bit different, but what did you learn from the first Flophouse that you're going to implement into this one because it worked really well for you?
I don't really know what I would implement new. What worked at the last show, everything. My crew, it was the right crew. You just stay organized. You have the right crew in the back and you have the right crew in the front. I don't really think I'd change anything. And there was so much, it was so transparent. What worked at the first show. It's really nothing we haven't covered already. Just everybody working together, no drama, no BS. I had a rule at the show, actually, small things like this. I had a rule at the show that if, sometimes wrestlers, we botch a spot, as it's called, or, you know, we make a mistake. You weren't allowed to hound people for forgetting things and botching spots. If something happened, you just let it go. It was just an atmosphere where you don't get on each other's nerves over little stupid things. We're just here to have fun. If you want to go out there and kill it, it's super appreciated, but like, just go out there and do what you do best. And we put no pressure on people, no stress, no pressure. And that's, it was just the perfect formula. It's like nothing we haven't talked about already. Just keep it that way as best I can.
You say no stress or no pressure. I would like to throw in, except for Zane Paisley, who might die.
Yeah, I mean, Zane Paisley and, like, me and my crew that have run it, I mean, obviously we'll stress a little bit. That's our job. If we're not stressing, we're not working hard. But, like, if you're a wrestler on the show or you're an invited guest, don't stress.
For the people that are in the wrestling business and they want to be part of Flophouse at a future event, is there anything specifically they need to do to be considered, or is it something that is 100% you contact who you want to contact? How would that go?
It's a little bit of column A and a little bit of column B, to be honest with you, just like any other wrestling promotion. You know, mostly it's like it's half people that want to be there and they show up and try to earn a job, and then the other half is people you reach out to because they're considered power players or draws, or, you know, they can do a good job. You just know in your heart you reach out to them. So a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B. If you want to, I don't turn anybody. Let me choose my wording better. I will consider everybody's information equally. I will watch your stuff, even if it's the cringiest stuff I've ever seen. I will still sit there, go through your information. About three times a week, I can catch up with everybody. I have a lot of people that have applied. I mean, insane. There's not a lot of wrestling right now, and it's very clear that there's not a lot of wrestling right now, so everybody's applying for the same spots. But you can send that over to the, on Facebook, I have a Flophouse like page. That's where I would prefer you guys send your stuff. Obviously, send it to Joseph Schwartz on Facebook if you want. FlophouseWrestling@gmail.com if you're an emailer. Just go ahead, send us your stuff.
We'll take a look. I promise. We're not going to be able to get back to everybody as best we can. We will do our best. But a lot of people are applying, but everyone's considered.
Well, we're down to the last few minutes of our show, and I want to give you ample time. If there's anything you would like to say to the listeners, plug and promote absolutely anything, social medias, the events, the like Flophouse merchandise, if you have some, anything at all.
Oh, we're getting some soon. Sure. Well, like I said, you can follow us on Facebook at Flophouse Wrestling. You can also follow us on Twitter at Flophouse AF. For those of you know what AF stands for. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We have an event coming up in December on the 19th. We are sold out, but I am accepting waitlist names in case restrictions lighten up with the city, in case cancel. You can inbox me. You can DM us. You can get a hold of us on any of our social medias. To inquire about invites and tickets and wait lists. We are sold out, but that does not mean you cannot catch us on IWTV. We are streaming on IWTV after the show. We are filming for a tape, and you can catch us there. You use promo code Flophouse. If you head over to IWTV, you can get 5 free days. That's 5 free days of one of the, if not the biggest and largest and most extensive independent wrestling library I have ever seen on a streaming service or even a video service alone. So head over to IWTV, promo code Flophouse. We have a lot of extra content coming out, so you can follow us there too, and we'll make sure to keep you entertained, stress-free, drama-free, and give you stuff to just keep up with our national lampoonery.
Well, Joseph Schwartz, it has been a pleasure having you back on the show. We always enjoy having you on here and appreciate your time. Best of luck to everyone on Flophouse, even to Zane Paisley as he goes into battle with one of our very own here, the amazing Maria. It won't end pretty for him, I'm sure, but we'll send the flowers. You know, definitely, fans, if you're in the Midwest, hit up Flophouse Wrestling. Try to get one of those hard-to-come-by invitations or get on the waiting list. I think you're going to want to check this out. It's an absolute blast. Everyone I know that has either watched it or taken part has said it's a great, great time. I expect no less in the future events. So get out there and support them and what they do. Pick up the merchandise when it drops. And Randy Zellers, do you have anything you need to plug or promote?
Let's see here. For people that like listening to podcasts, my brother D Mac Uno, he has a podcast called The Nightly Strange, which it drops every Monday. You can go to Spotify, type in The Nightly Strange, and boom, it's all about home life, dating life, pretty much anything and everything, hip-hop, comedy, anything that you want to listen to, The Nightly Strange does provide it. And also this weekend, Northwest Pro will be having a show in Post Falls, Idaho. And, yes, yeah, Post Falls, Idaho at Curly's. Hopefully everyone will come out and see some entertaining wrestling. And that's about it. And best of luck to the Flophouse crew. I will be streaming your guys' show, and I already took a note and try to see if I can get that independent network.
All right, and I will also be at Northwest Pro next Saturday, the 14th, in Post Falls.
Yep.
So come and see both Randy and myself there if you're in the Post Falls, Idaho area, and I will also check out IWTV, check out Flophouse Wrestling. We will be back with you next week. Next Friday afternoon, we have Chicago's own Joey Roth on the show. And then 1 week from this very day, we will be having on our program none other than Digger James out of the Alabama area. I think you're going to like Digger James. So make plans to be with us, and we will talk to you all soon.
Not Digger Flames.